credit where credit's due, I say. I've just had a really, really nice lunchtime breakfast at a place called Tuck Inn. I think I've spelt it wrong, actually. I put two N's, it's only got one. I need to think about that on my Gowalla. And it's a fresh, traditional English food, it says. Well, I would have called it a very friendly greasy spoon with a twist. Now, not only does it have an amazing coffee machine, but it also has a license to sell alcohol. It's also got its music playing licenses, so it can play music legally in the coffee shop. It also has kind of a Sky TV link, so that, you know, should people want to gather and watch sport, they can do that as well. It's also got a very large garden in the back, but it feels a little bit like a kind of a restaurant atmosphere in a way. So you've got cafe, you've got bar, you've got restaurant. They are have a big poster in the window saying Wi-Fi hotspot, which is what initially drew me in. So they've got a Wi-Fi hotspot, which, of course, if the digital economy bill comes into place, you'll probably have to switch that off, with pretty good internet. I've just used it. If you go on the Gowalla for Tuck In, I've even dropped the password there, which he's cool with. And I'm thinking this is what businesses should be doing, diversifying and, you know, doing what they can to attract people. He's already said, you know, if I want to invite some mates around for a geek meet, he's got a proper coffee machine. Maybe there could be a Northampton town centre, a licensed bar cafe that does breakfasts and the whole shebang. I've got to jump in my car quick because it looks like I'm going to get crushed between my car and a bus. I'm alive. Really good. So that was a little review for the Tuck Inn in Northampton. And yeah, credit where credit's due. Very friendly people, Turkish owned, like it a lot.